And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. We begin this month celebrating an example of bipartisan news in Washington. The House Foreign Affairs Committee voted 43-2 to reauthorize the U.S. Development Finance Corporation. This agency funds private sector international development projects and is a critical component in America's strategy to compete with China by ensuring America remains the partner of choice for developing nations. It's a small agency doing important work, and it deserves the bipartisan support it received. But back to politics as usual. The Senate Appropriations Committee completed its markup of the fiscal year 2025 State Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill. It is providing $61.6 billion in funding for the international affairs budget. That's a $3.2 billion, 5.6% increase compared to this year. But remember, the House Appropriation Committee approved its 2025 State Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill on a strictly party line vote of 31-26. To provide $51.7 billion for America's diplomatic and development agencies and programs, and that's an 11% cut, $6.6 billion below this year. So we can anticipate some serious negotiations. Here's some encouraging news. A recent Reagan Institute poll reports a growing majority of the American public wants the United States to be more engaged in the world, not less. The last 6 months have shown a 12% increase in this percentage. In addition, the poll found that more than 3/4 of Americans believe that the United States' leadership in the world is essential for promoting trade and boosting our economy. PEPFAR funding remains in crisis. Over 20 years, PEPFAR, the AIDS relief agency, has saved an estimate 25 million lives. But earlier this year, it received a one-year reauthorization, not the normal 5 years. And we've learned from reporting by Politico, the Biden administration intends to chop PEPFAR funding by more than 6% in the coming year. Finally, over a billion people have cast ballots this year. This month, the United Kingdom, France, Venezuela held elections. In the UK, the Labour Party enjoyed a landslide win, its first in 14 years, and with it, a new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. France's own political future is more uncertain, as the snap legislative elections empowered the far right and left, leaving no party with an absolute majority. A weakened President Emmanuel Macron is now trying to cobble together a coalition. In Venezuela, the socialist leader Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in a very contested election, widely seen as unfair and unfree. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed serious concerns that the results announced do not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people. And this election can have far-reaching implications after 6.5 million Venezuelans have already fled the country. In the United States, President Biden stepped out of the race, endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, and she is now vetting her own potential vice president candidate. And the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump, selected Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. So lots of politics coming up in the next few months, and I look forward to speaking with you.